Mankind's inexhaustible quest for truth, spirituality, God, love, or however else one wishes to refer to this elusive vision, can be accounted for by what I refer to as my theory of the double mirrors. Like animals, our senses perceive a physical world. Light reflects off tangible objects and into the retina, sending a chemical message that is interpreted by the brain. This reflection causes other chemical functions leading to all of the natural behavior of animals. The chimpanzee sees a peanut and eats it. What makes us different, however, is that we somehow reflect on our existence, analyzing our sense perception from a distance. This ability, in effect, provides another mirror, and combines with the first reflection to produce the illusion of infinity. We are like a chimpanzee living between two mirrors, constantly viewing not only the grass in front of him, but the reflection of the grass and the reflection of the reflection and so on. As a result, we humans do not merely eat the peanut, but ponder why we are eating the peanut, what the world would be like if it were not for the peanut, and how we should properly treat the peanut, etc. Like the illusion of infinity is produced by parallel mirrors, we construct notions of immortality, the soul, God, and spirituality. If our minds were merely powerful computers, we might still have produced advanced technology, but the perception of metaphysics would be unattainable. It is only our self-perception that has led mankind to the perhaps infinitely difficult problem that confronts us all. How are we to deal with our notions of spirituality, and should it affect our interaction with the physical world? Should our primary and most basic interaction with the sensual world be affected by notions derived from our secondary reflections? Should our personal spirituality affect our interaction with the physical world? Or should interaction with this sensual world be used to help us in our search for the spiritual? These are questions that I have personally tackled during the last 3 years, culminating with the year I spent at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, the city where men have been pondering these questions for 4,000 years.